Welcome back. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. Kyle Rush, Ben Taylor, and Ben's mad. Ben is mad, mad, mad at Tim Brando.
Yeah, I'm not mad at the situation.
He got your jimmies rustled, Ben. Just say it.
I did with him. Yeah.
He rustled your jimmies and
I think it's rustling feathers.
I'm going with jimmies. How about that?
Geography and Southern sayings are not Kyle's forte.
That's a message board saying, rustling jimmies. But anyway, this is all over. The next round put out I guess Greg Sankey did an interview or something, or a press conference or something. I don't know.
Well, it's a combination thing. So there was an announcement about a schedule change in the Big 12. They're going to play some Friday night games. Mm-hmm. One of which will be a Missouri game. It will go to Kansas. Missouri didn't have a say in it.
We played a Friday night game last year with the Big 12.
Yes. And so Big 12 moved some of the games to Friday night. Somebody asked Greg Sankey in a press conference, and then got asked again, I think during next round, said, is that something that you would consider in the SEC? And his quote was something, I'm paraphrasing here, but he was like, no, it's basically a money grab. And it is for television. I mean, that's why the Big 12 is doing it. TV rights. I mean, they're paying to do it. And so he said, you know, we're not interested. That's not a money grab. We need, you know, and then what made Brando mad was he went on to say, we could play any night of the week we wanted in the Southeastern Conference and people would show up. So we choose to stay on Saturdays. And, you know, a lot of that is to protect high school football. And man, Brando got his jimmies ruffled because he basically said that Sankey was.
He felt like it was this moral high horse thing.
Yeah. It's a
virtue signaling.
He basically said, see, there's Sankey again thinking the SEC is holier than thou. And it's like, that's not what he said. So, I mean, it kind of is, kind of isn't.
He kind of did.
I mean, he wasn't like bragging, though. He wasn't like bashing the Big 12. He just basically said, that's just not something we're interested in doing. And Brando went off on it, and I was like, I chimed in, and I was like, it's honestly, that's a good argument. That the point he's making is true. Like, why touch high school football? Why ruin that? Because if Auburn plays Arkansas on a Friday night, and Auburn High has a home game, Opelika High has a home game, Smith Station has a home game in Central, Phoenix City has a home game, that's just going to decimate the high school football scene if you put an SEC matchup on a Friday night.
So let me ask you this, Ben, because, I mean, I don't – this is kind of what I take it as he's saying, okay? Brando is like, oh, wow, we're taking this moral high ground, but the deal is you don't have to have the money. You already have the big TV contract. Where would you be – if you were the Big 12 and this opportunity presented itself, this is kind of, it's kind of like saying, you know, someone that has an alcohol allergy frowns on people that drink alcohol. And it's like, okay, well, if you didn't have the alcohol allergy, would you drink alcohol too? You're kind of putting yourself on this moral high ground, but you have a factor that's keeping you from doing another thing. So, Ben, if does that at least make it a little bit better of an argument? Like, the SEC is one of the richest conferences in college football. Like, they don't necessarily have to do that. So are you doing it out of the goodness of your heart for football or high school football, or do you just kind of have things like you like it right now?
I see where he was going with that, but the thing is before all these lucrative TV deals, this option was brought up prior, like years ago, and they didn't do it. And they said and the SEC, this was during the Slive administration, and he would say we're trying to protect high school football because he said not just that, he said you got coaches where if Auburn's playing at home, you know, Golish may go scout teams at Central Phoenix City or scout somebody at Auburn High on that Friday night, whereas that wouldn't be an option if they were playing on a Friday night. Same thing with visits where players, they're going to all be playing on Friday night in the state of Kansas. So they won't be going to the official visit, you know, during that Friday night game when they're taking on Missouri, or if drink is recruiting somebody from Kansas and they got a high school football game Friday night, he can't invite them to the game on Friday night because they got their own game. And so that is what I'm saying. As I'm saying, is my argument to him was, I understand where you're coming from with the Big 12 does want the money and probably needs the money.
Needs the money.
But
everybody, you know, all of them need money.
Yeah, everybody. I mean, with NIL, everybody needs money. And but you know, just because you can do something doesn't mean it's the right time to do it. And you know, you could have gone on another night. You could have done a Thursday night. I mean, I gave the example to you beforehand. You know, like a mid-major, they need the money. So people have asked, like Samford will play Wednesday night games, and I've told you, I said I'm cool with that because number one, they get paid. Number two, they're on national television. Number three, they're not really interfering with anybody whenever they do that. You know, why you would alienate your base, which is high school football kids that are going to be trying to go to play at that next level, you know, when you could have done it on a Thursday night instead of a Friday night. I think that you could have done something differently. And, you
That's
know,
easy yeah, to say.
It is. It is easy to say.
But when there's prime time,
it's also easy for him to say, because you point at the rich ACC and go, oh, look at them. There they are, you know, flirting or, you know, peacocking again with their moral high ground, how they're holier than thou. I was like, it's not a holier than thou thing. I mean, it's just one of those deals where when you are the big gorilla in the room and you flex on somebody, that sucks, but it just happens.
No, again, it's not always what you say, it's how you say it.
Yeah.
And although I think Tim Brando is kind of a prick, I kind of get where he's coming from here. I do. But you know what? What is the SEC commissioner's responsibility? What is this responsibility? It's to freaking represent the SEC.
Yeah.
Like, who cares if I hurt the Big 12's feelings?
Right.
Who cares if I hurt whatever? I don't even know the names of the conferences we have anymore.
Who cares if I hurt Tim Brando's feelings?
Yeah, yeah. So, like, there's that aspect of it, too. So yeah. I get kind of both sides. Like, I understand. And he was asked directly. Like, Sankey was asked directly about this. It wasn't like he just said, oh, by the way, let me throw something out there. We're better than the Big 12 because we're not going to do Fridays. He was asked, have y'all ever entertained that?
Yes.
And
asked numerous times.
Yeah. I mean, the politically correct answer was no, we kind of have the contract. We have all the primetime spots on Saturdays. We don't necessarily need to dip into Friday. We kind of have it how we like it. When you talk about, oh, we're respecting the sanctity of high school football, I promise you this, Ben, if there's a competitive advantage gained by having a game, games on Friday, the SEC will have games on Friday.
Those were my words. Those were not his. He didn't go down that road and he didn't say that. That was not his reasoning behind it. He didn't say that. Although Brando insinuated that he did. And I was like, yeah, but and that was one of my arguments to him. This was a few days ago. Cause he's been going on about this all. This has been an everyday tweet for Brando. He's been going on about it ever since he got brought up and asked at a press conference. Next round guys ask him about it. Now AL.com is asking him about it. And so every time Sankey says something about it, Brando's chirping and chiming in. And because Brando lives in the Southeast, which is kind of crazy too, because he's like, I respect the SEC more than anybody. He loves to throw the fact that his daughter went to LSU. And I'm like, great. Like, and this isn't, you know, it's.
Well, here's the thing, Ben.
It's like you just said, you see both sides of it. And I also see both sides of it. Brando doesn't see both sides of it. He's he's got his side and he's right. Cause he even basically, he was like, you must hate your job. You must hate what you do. You must hate your life. And I'm like, no, I'm good, bro. I'm just trying to tell you that there's some reasoning behind these decisions. Cause he even brought up to me, he chirped at me the other day. He was like, I mean, surely, that ratings are better for college football than high school. I was like, well, yeah, no kidding. You think people in Kansas care about an Auburn and Opelika home game that's being televised and on APT television where they're like signing into a subscription out there? No. Like, I get that somebody's going to watch Missouri and Kansas before they're going to watch a local Alabama high school play on television. I get that part. But, you know, but apparently he doesn't. So, yeah, I got my jimmies ruffled by him, not necessarily by the content that was being talked about.
And here's one thing with Tim, like, it's not even – you're not even being, like, super genuine because everybody knows you work for Fox Sports. And who does Fox Sports carry?
Yeah.
The Big 12.
Yeah.
So, like he took it as a personal shot, I feel like, because yeah. I get probably – I don't know that he still does play-by-play, but, like, if they start picking up Friday night games, like, he may be on the call for some of them. You know what I mean? So
I'm sure
he felt
I won't be tweeting back at him if I see him on the call on a Friday night somewhere. I'll be like, oh, now we know why you were so defensive back in May of being called out for airing games on a Friday night with the Big 12.
You know, later in that whole thread, I just found one. He said, like, somebody said, he's never suggested that the SEC should play on Fridays. He's just condemning those that do, which is, he took Sankey's comments as, I feel like you're condemning the Big 12 for playing on Fridays, but you're only doing that because you don't have to. I think that's his whole overarching point. And plus, he's on TV on Fox Sports and they cover the Big 12. So follow the money. Ben, you want to talk about, you got any feelings about this 2:30 kick? I got a take. I want to run by you. I want to get your thoughts on it. It's from my show.
First, we need to buy Auburn.
But no doubt, you need to buy Auburn.com. We dropped a whole bunch of new gear. Ben's got two new hats coming in. Yep. I have two hats and a T-shirt coming in that I'm fired up about. A lot of new designs. I kind of retooled the T-shirts a little bit. I think it's a little bit better shirt, to be honest. Oh. So check those out. And then, obviously, buy Auburn.com. Do business with Auburn people. All across the country, we got new folks applying every single day. You can list your business for $1 a day. And then, hey, this weekend I'm launching a podcast called the BuyAuburn.com Podcast, where not only do you get a membership to the business and the business listing, you get a chance to be on our platform. You get a chance to have, promote your business. So check us out. It's BuyAuburn.com. Ben, speaking of prime time, speaking of television, Auburn's TV time for the Baylor game was announced, and it's 2:30 prime time, ABC, on Saturday, not Friday. Last year, we did play on Fox on Friday. Mm-hmm. This year, it's going to be 2:30 ABC. And my take, pressure's not the right word, but it ramps up the importance of this game to be in that primetime spot, because it's going to be across the country. Everybody's going to see it. Do you think it ramps up the importance, stays the same, has no effect? Like, how do you feel about that?
I think it ramps it up. Number one, all eyes will be on the new staff.
Yeah.
You and I, we had the quarterback discussion when we talked about him, and then we discussed that on Sunday night. We discussed it on pods this week already with Afternoon Delight. And so I think a lot of eyes will be on Byron Brown as well. Not to mention, I mean, I told you, I said he's one of my sneaky sleepers, one of the guys that will be sitting in New York.
Sneaky sleepers.
That starts that Saturday at 2:30, that road to New York. And so I think he has to shine as well. I know that – plus – Kyle, I don't know what the line is right now, but I'm pretty sure Auburn's expected to win that game.
7.5.
Yeah. So I think that – I'm not saying you got to go out there and beat them by 21, but I think with a retooled offense, some different pieces that have been brought in, some naysayers this past spring wondering if the offense is going to be what it needs to be. Yeah, I think there's something to prove on national television, ABC 2:30, and it's because – this isn't an SEC network game where it's regional.
It's not.
This is going to be, the people, out west are going to be waking up late, and this will be the first game of the day that they're going to be watching. So
ain't no hiding on primetime.
No.
You ain't going to get lost on primetime. You're there for everybody. Does ESPN, you know how, I don't know this. I really don't. NFL. So like the NFL is on CBS and the AFC and the NFC is on Fox. Okay. But it's regional. So like if you live in Atlanta, you're probably going to be getting the Falcons. If you live in, you know, Dallas, Cowboys, and so on and so forth. Is it like that for ESPN covering college football? Like, is there regional games or is like, so if the 11 o'clock ESPN game is always going to be an SEC team, is that the case?
Yep.
So in reality, the only difference is ABC is a, you know, it's one of those local broadcast channels like that everybody has. So it's going to be, it's the big channel. You don't have to have a special package. Nope. You don't have to have an app. You don't have to have anything. Like it's one of those,
quote unquote, free stations.
If they still have those, it's one of them. So
they still, if you still got the old fashioned antenna, which some people do, where you can get the antenna.
Do those still work? I thought everything went digital and ears didn't work anymore.
No, it's not the bunny ears. You can get those antennas like at Walmart that you just put on the back of your TV and you can pick up like local stations. So you can get like WSFA out of Montgomery and WTV, whatever it is, over in Columbus. Like you can get both NBC affiliates with the antenna for free.
Interesting. Interesting. If you're one of the few people that have that, you can get the Auburn game. It's going to be prime time. There's no hiding. And I think all eyes are going to be on, you know, first of all, you got a pretty cool quarterback battle. DJ Lagway's got some hype around him. And then obviously Byron Brown. And then you got, you know, the whole Alex Golish taking a step up from South Florida, bringing his whole staff, bringing his whole offense, all the, you know, talk around that. I just think
you got hype on the defense.
Yeah, sure. Retained a bunch on the defense. Like, I just think, and then Golish is not done. I want to make sure I'm clear when I say this. I don't mean this in a negative connotation. He's not done himself any favors by asking for patience, asking for to give us time. So, like, he's almost ramped up the expectations himself on competing right away. So you couple that all together and then you throw the primetime on there. I think it makes this game just a little bit more important. It was already important, but just that much more. You don't want to lay an egg on primetime.
Well, and you don't want to lay an egg on an out-of-conference game that's going to be on national television that gets your season started. Because
especially after Tim Brando took a stand against the SEC.
What an ass.
You want to shove it right down his throat.
I mean, I don't want to say that the staff has pressure on them or the team has pressure on them, because I think they're going to feel that weight anyway, because it's the first game of the season. I mean, yeah. I think that, you know, they're going to be at that point where you've done nothing but just hit one another over the last few weeks. And so you don't really know what you're going to get out of your, you know, everybody always says that biggest jump is from week one to week two, because you can correct some of the silly stuff that you do in week one. So you don't want to be that team that's having to make a bunch of corrections between weeks one and two. You want to try to get it as right as possible, especially when you're going to be on the national stage with ABC. So is there a little more spark behind it? Yeah, I believe so. Is it the end of the world if, you know, they turn the ball over a bunch and they end up losing? It's not the end of the world, but then you got a lot of wood to chop the rest of the year.
And you got a lot of explaining to do, too.
Explaining, you're going to have to pull off some upsets later on in the year.
If the offense looks bad after you said in spring, this is the first time ever you've had not only your whole offense installed in spring, but all the checks installed with it. If the offense looks bad, boy, it's you have put yourself at the bottom of Mount Everest to climb. You know what I mean?
With Golish being at Tennessee and being at Ohio State prior, I think he understands the ramifications. Zach told me a story. We were talking yesterday, and he told me a story. We were talking about different coaches, and this wasn't on the pod, but he told me his Harsin story when he knew that Harsin just didn't get it. And it was somebody asked him a question after a game Saturday, and he said, we'll look at film and we'll discuss this. And when he had his press conference on Tuesday, somebody asked him, and he said, oh, you guys are still worried about that? Yes. Like, if the offense looks like crap Saturday, it will be talked about the entire following week leading into game two. So you have to get it fixed if it looks terrible, because as you just said, I don't know that it's not like he's bragging, hey, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But Golish is saying, here's what the expectations are.
Yeah.
And
we haven't had that for, you know, multiple years now.
No, so. we've been, give me 2 year, three, give me a couple of years to get going. Not
we're close. Like, be patient.
Yeah. You know, not Golish. He's like, offense is implemented. Everybody knows the entire playbook.
He knows all the checks.
Yes.
Like not only the plays, but then what he changes the play to.
Yes.
When the defense, like we're already there. Like we're already there in spring. So it's going to be interesting. I'm kind of fired up for it. I may actually go to this one. I know we got the barn cast and we'll figure it out one way or the other, but
there you go. Actually, you're going to go and take your money to Atlanta like everybody else and taking it right out of Auburn, Opelika.
Well, I was either going to go to Atlanta or sit in front of my computer screen and stream it. So I'm not really spending a ton of money other than with AT&T fiber internet.
Yeah. I just had to give you that dig. You and Tim Brando.
For sure. For sure. Hey, guys, thanks for listening. We'll be back again tomorrow. It's another episode of Afternoon Delight. We're out of here. War Eagle.
War damn Eagle.